Birra Arch. This outdoor monument is the last to be visited on the route you are doing. You can access the site by private car from the N340. It is around 20 kilometers northeast of Tarragona, close to the modern-day town of Roda de Barra, after which it is named, on kilometer point 183. This particular situation, right in the middle of one of the most commonly used roads, along with the good condition in which it has been preserved, have made it one of the most popular sites. The Roman Empire had an extensive linked network which allowed for economic development in each of the territories. A period of extended political stability from the end of the 1st century BC to the 3rd century AD allowed for intensive trading, which was mainly developed by sea and river. The road network connected all of these city centres, no matter how far apart they were. Between one city and another, there was a series of inns, called mansions, which allowed travellers to stop, eat and sleep. The distances between cities and mansions were indicated on the roads by milestones, stone columns which bore inscriptions relating to the distances and cities or stopping points. The main road which passed through Tarocco was the Via Augusta, which went from Rome to Gardir, Cadiz. From Tarocco, there was also a branch which led towards Alerda, Lerida, Casa Augusta, Zaragoza, and other Roman cities in the northeast of the peninsula. Birra Arch, located on the ancient Via Augusta, is a simple arch which consists of a central body measuring approximately 12 by 12 meters. The two pillars are erected over a double podium and are decorated with fake engraved pilasters with their Corinthian-style bases and capitals. Only four of the eight capitals are original. The remainder were sculpted again in subsequent restorations. The arch itself is decorated with mouldings. There are three strips on the capitals which correspond to the frieze architrave, which has an inscription, and denticulated cornice. But there is no trace of the supposed attic that there would have been on top. It is thought that the inscription text which decorated the monument was designed to inform travellers that the arch had been consecrated by the will of Lucini Sura, son of Luci, of the tribe of Sergia. This important character, therefore, lived in the second half of the 1st century BC and was probably a direct ancestor of another individual with the same name who was three times consul during the principality of the Emperor Trajan in the years 102, 104 and 107 AD. From analysing the architectural structure and the typology and the capitals, we can date its construction to around the years 15 to 5 BC, in the time of Augustus. This moment in time coincided with the reform of the Via Augusta. It has been suggested that Lucini Sura would have been involved in some way in the civil work of art and would have wanted to record the erection of the honorary arch. The particular location of the arch, on the same road, is the reason for which many travellers and authors have written about it and even drawn it. There are texts and graphical depictions from the 16th century which enable us to see how the arch was preserved and the various repairs that it has been subject to. It was declared a historical artistic monument in 1926, and in recent years it has been restored, leading to the recovery of the original cornice. It is now part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarocco, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site.